And now, welcome to the Midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Several critics apparently have called it the greatest American musical. Now, we could have some fun with that as a quiz question in some form. I'm sure there would be divergent opinions, however. But Gypsy is no doubt one of the big ones. Actually, one of the more recent ones, too, 1959. And it's going to be produced in Madison. When Andrew Abrams is involved in the production of it, and the director for this set of performances, three of them, is Jeff Whiting, who has come from the Big Apple to direct Gypsy. And welcome both of you to the Midday.
Thank you, Norman. It's great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
I was thinking, you know, a good quick quiz question for this might be who was originally supposed to write the music for this show.
I know they asked a couple of people who turned it down. Let's see, was it Noel Coward they asked and Irving Berlin?
Well, and they actually asked, they wanted Stephen Sondheim to actually write both the music and the lyrics.
But Bette Midler said what? He's too obscure?
Yeah, I think Ethel Merman said Ethel Merman, she didn't want an unknown.
Yeah.
And so at that time he was unknown.
So he settled for writing the lyrics.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Yep.
That was right after West Side Story too, so he'd already just done the lyrics for West Side Story as well.
An up-and-comer,
to
say the least. So who did write the music then?
Julie Stein. Stein is probably one of his greatest scores that he ever wrote.
And it's interestingly contemporary, Gypsy, because Gypsy Rose Lee's autobiography came out in 1957. Mm-hmm. And here within a year, actually several people were interested in doing a Broadway show of it.
Right.
Well, it's really a fascinating story, you know, to tell the story of Mama Rose and Gypsy Rose Lee and the creation of her. I think it's a pretty fascinating subject matter.
It actually is, yeah. And, of course, it has the stage mother theme throughout.
Absolutely.
And there were two sisters, lesser known than Gypsy Rose Lee, her sister June Havoc,
yep.
Who was married to William Spear, who was the producer of Radio Suspense and several other of the biggest of radio dramas. In fact, the William Spear June Havoc estate owned the rights to the Sam Spade scripts.
I did not know that.
So, yeah, these people connect. You know how show business is, Andy.
We do. Yes, I do. Indeed.
Not too many degrees of separation there.
That's right.
But back to this fascinating story. A young woman who had musical talent, but I guess not such that she could make it in the way that she had in mind originally.
Right.
And so...
So she wanted to take her daughters on the road, and so, you know, as they were trying to hit the vaudeville circuit, June, who was meant to be the one who became famous, you know, she was pushing forward, and Louise, who was the other sister, she sort of pushed in the background, and as fate would have it, you know, of course, Mama Rose pushed harder and harder and made them do perhaps things they didn't want to do, and June eventually left, and so Mama Rose turned her attention to Louise, who she hadn't even seen as even possibly in the show, and now she turned her sights on her and decided she's going to make her a star. And so they ended up, you know, going, touring around, and eventually she filled in for one of the acts, and we forced her into history there.
Yeah, one story has it, and I don't know if it's in the musical, that a wardrobe malfunction was the... beginning of the Gypsy Rose Lee. What would you, ecdysiast is the term that H.L. Mencken used, which I guess she approved of. Striptease would be another word for it.
Yes. I did not know that, but
yeah, it's pretty fascinating. I mean, the theme of Gypsy is really how far are you willing to go to get what you want? Mama Rose,
literally,
who had this dream, and she pushes her daughters to go further and further, and then, you know, how far is too far to go? I think that's what makes it applicable to today. So I think all of us face that question.
An undying theme there.
Yeah.
In the story of Gypsy Rose Lee. The overture, as is the tradition in Broadway, includes a lot of the kind of references to the hit tunes in the show. And although you may or may not know that one tune or another is part of that show, you'll recognize it as we get through this overture.
Yeah, this is truly probably the most iconic overture of all of musical theater history, we would say.
And it definitely wakes you up if you are, you know, after a big dinner on Broadway or something and you're going into the show, you will definitely not sleep through any of it. This is from an original cast recording. And the overture to Gypsy. promised you a wake-up call. I also promised you some hit songs, though, referred to in the overture to Gypsy. And just for the record, Andy, what did we hear in there?
Well, we heard, of course, the first song is, you hear the iconic I Have a Dream motif in the brass, which you hear a lot throughout the show. And then you hear Everything's Coming Up Roses, and you hear You'll Never Get Away From Me, which is maybe not one of the more famous tunes in there. Then you get part of the striptease, that music that went with the burlesque of that time that you hear later on. And then at the end you hear Mr. Goldstone, which is Have an Egg Roll, Mr. Goldstone.
Have an Egg Roll, Mr. Goldstone.
Sounds like a march. Very, very fun to do. Very fun, very fun staging as well. Hysterical to watch.
this is Capital City Theater that's putting on three shows June 17th and 18th, so that's a weekend after this coming weekend. Capital City Theater, great place to put on a show like this just for the looks alone.
Yeah, so yeah, we're doing, this is our first show in the Capitol Theater, and the Capitol Theater is so perfect for this show because it's probably where, if they didn't play there, they would have played there, and they definitely played the Orpheum, which is the Orpheum Circuit, which is right across the street.
Sure.
I think it's been pretty fascinating as we've been staging the show to imagine that, you know, as I walked into the theater, you could just feel the history there. It's been fun to bring it back to life.
Goes back to the 20s, the Grand Barton organ there for the silent films and that kind of thing.
And what's sort of interesting about the way we're doing it is we're doing it as a staged concert, which means that the orchestra will be on stage. I'll be on the stage conducting this orchestra, which is a 25-piece professional orchestra.
Wow, going all out.
Yeah, yeah. And it really, this show deserves it. You know, it really, it makes it come alive. And we have a 27 or 28 member cast in the lead as the iconic Mama Rose. We have, we brought in Michelle Ragusa from New York. She's been in several Broadway shows, and she's absolutely blowing us all away in rehearsal.
And who plays Gypsy Rose Lee?
Well, I think we have a little tie in there, don't we? Liz Griffith, who is, why don't you tell them the...
Well, let's see. I think in the interest of full disclosure, she is the wife of our news director, Noah Ovshimsky.
That's right. That's right.
So speaking of, you know, 2 degrees of separation and all that, in this production of Gypsy, the director is Jeff Whiting, who's come from New York City to direct this Capital City Theater production, or production, three different shows. And a couple evening shows and a matinee?
Yeah, so we have the thing that's tricky about our times is that the Friday show is at 8 p.m., but the Saturday shows are at 1 and 7. Hmm. It's just tricky because people have to remember that it's an earlier, they're earlier times, but they'll still happen and they'll still be fantastic.
And I'm betting that you... Capital City Theater have a website.
We do. It's www.capitalcitytheater.org, and that's Capital with an A, and Theatre, as we always say, for the R-E.
Yes, that's right. That's true. Double tricks there for the Capital City Theater. Well, we have time for one more, I guess.
Yeah,
before
great.
Before you rush off to...
rehearsal.
To rehearse, yes. It sounds intensive. This is Some People?
Yes. Do you want to set this?
Yeah,
one?
What's the setup for that, Jeff?
This happens at the beginning of the play where Mama Rose has the idea to, you know, she's going to get out, and she's decided she's going on the road, and she says, I'm not going to sit here and stuck with you, Pop, in this room. I'm going to make something of myself. And so she tears off of the wall his golden plaque, and she's going to sell it for money to get them a good start. And so that's how the song begins, and she launches into this iconic song.
There's a famous saying, a famous type of song in musical theater called the I Am, I Want song, which has become sort of famous, you know, the big characters in a show always get this at the beginning to show the audience, you know, sort of what the journey is going to be. And this is definitely her I Am, I Want song. Both of those probably apply here.
Absolutely.
Some people.
Anybody that stays home is dead. If I die, it won't be from sitting. It'll be from fighting to get up and get out. Some people can get a thrill from knitting sweaters and sitting still. Well, they can stay and rot. But not rot.
Am I Want. That's what you call those, huh? Uh-huh.
That's right.
I'll remember that. That's a good genre. Of course, it happens in opera, too. They just don't call it that.
True. That is true. Yes.
That was from Gypsy, and it's called Some People, and it was from a performance that featured Tyne Daly. And that's just about all they tell you about that particular production.
Yeah, I'm not really sure who the other people were.
Came out
that.
Back in 1990, but I can tell you that the production of the Capital City Theater is being produced June 17th and 18th, three shows total in Madison at the Capital Theater in the Overture Center complex. The director from New York City, Jeff Whiting, and more or less from New York and more or less from Madison, Wisconsin, Andrew Abrams, who's the artistic director.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for having us.
Break some legs with that.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.